Good evening, everybody. This is Mark Rattledge, your mandated reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified. And it's WrestleMania night, and we're doing another alternative commentary. We have mics now, individual mics. I'm very excited about this. And so to test out the new mics, I thought, what better way than to do an alternative commentary for one of the matches at WrestleMania 37 here in Tampa. I live in Tampa, and I didn't even want to go to this. And considering we had a half an hour rain delay, I'm schmott.
What does that mean?
That's my son, Jonas. Say hi, Jonas.
Hi! I'm a crazy person.
Terrific. And joining us also on the commentary tonight is, once again, your favorite female wrestling fan with all of her wonderful insights brought to you from her hours of watching Total Divas.
Yup.
And following
social media.
Following Renee Paquette on social media.
I follow more than her.
And Natalia Neidhart.
And the Bellas.
And the Bellas. Ladies and gentlemen, my wonderful wife, Melissa Rattledge. How do you do, madam?
I am good.
All right, so the match that we are doing alternative commentary for tonight is Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon. Now, Jonas.
He's a man.
No, that was William Regal. He's a man, a manly man. All right, never mind. So this is a cage match, Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that... And the reason why I wanted to do this with you, because you and I, we like the violence, right?
Yeah.
We like the death matches.
Yeah.
We like the hardcore matches.
It's only good when you see somebody, like, do a backflip off of, like, a tail.
Yeah. Or a cage. Or
yeah.
Some sort of high case. Perch.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll jump from the pirate ship. Or they'll save that for Kevin Owens tomorrow night. Either way. So... Shane McMahon and Braun Strowman are having a cage match. And now, Jonas, it's important to know the rules of a cage match. Now, in WWE, the rules of a cage match are, and they've said them all night, you can either walk out the door of the cage.
And that's how you win?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or you can climb over the side of the cage, and, if both feet touch the floor, you win before your opponent. They've added the pinfall or submission.
So it's kind of like a trick boss fight.
So
you just kind of have to escape the boss.
Yes, you have to escape the boss, or you can pin or submit him.
Yeah.
Now, Shane McMahon, and see, they're showing you parts of it on the screen here.
Yeah.
Shane McMahon, known for one thing, jumping off of high places.
I saw it in like the beginning of this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
You saw them jump. Like somebody's head was slime.
Yes, Shane. Because this whole feud was booked by a third grader. They're fighting because, and this is important, I want your opinion on this, Melissa.
Okay.
This whole feud was based around the fact that Shane McMahon called Braun Strowman stupid.
Because we're 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like instead of putting them in a cage, they should have been sent to the principal's office.
No, it should be, those dome, like, jungle gym things?
Yeah.
It should totally be a playground match.
Oh, my God, you're a genius.
I am a genius.
You should have booked this.
I could have booked this.
This should have been you're right, this should have been a jungle gym fight.
It should have been a jungle gym fight.
That's a thing?
I don't know, we could make it a thing.
We could make it a thing. I'm sure somewhere in Tampa tonight there's an indie mud show doing a jungle gym fight.
They could easily.
I mean,
it's been raining.
Bars having a fight, so
yeah, it's been raining. So.
All right, here he comes. Here
money,
comes
money,
the money,
money, money.
I was about to say that.
Jonas, is the here comes the money part your favorite part of Damn You Hollywood?
No.
That's the part where both of your children are like, I really wish Dad would change that music.
Why? What's wrong with Here Comes the Money?
I'm probably, about to fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
Then,
And then very loudly, you hear, Here Comes the Money.
Yeah. I just kind of wake up, kind of freak out, glad that we met and try to skip this.
Good to know.
Our children have been traumatized by this song.
The levels are a bit off. So one SummerSlam, Jonas, Shane McMahon climbed to a very high perch, like 50 feet in the air or some craziness.
Hey, by the way, did you know the Mario movie's coming out 2022 in summer somewhere?
Okay, great. And I'm not entirely sure what that has to do with the price of tea in China, but
who
let's
cares?
Move on. So I'm trying to tell you about Shane McMahon. Mm-hmm. So Shane McMahon jumped off this really high thing at SummerSlam onto the Big Show. He did something. He jumped off a high perch at WrestleMania in New York 2 years ago onto The Miz. He stole Rob Van Dam's finisher, the Van Terminator. This is what he does.
He stole a van?
No, the Van Terminator.
He stole a van?
No, the Van Terminator.
He should have been camped on Gone in 60 seconds.
He should have been gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Your son has the most random connections to things.
Really?
He is 100% your kid.
Yeah, well, there was no doubting that. So, Melissa, I want to tell you about Braun Strowman for a moment.
Why do you want to tell me about Braun Strowman, Marky?
Not only did Shane McMahon dump slime on him because we're 10, and this is made for children.
Yep.
They also, and they've done this with Matt Riddle as well. I'm not sure who else they've done this with because I don't watch this garbage product on Mondays and Fridays. Just the Sunday events. It's not Sunday. It's
tell me what you really think, Mark.
But I only watch the quote unquote pay per views. Maybe we should call them the Peacock previews now.
Peacock.
Anyway, they added. So Braun Strowman does a thing where he runs around the ring, and it's the Strowman Express.
He gets zoomies?
They added choo-choo noises.
He gets the zoomies.
What the hell is the zoomies, and how do I get inoculated from it?
No, the zoomies, like, you know, okay, so think about a dog, when a dog gets really excited, and they just do those, like, super fast laps.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're the zoomies.
Okay, well, the zoomies don't usually come with accompanying choo-choo sounds.
No, but...
Oh, and there's a lot.
Oh, cheaters!
Oh, we're already starting this cage match with...
Cheaters!
With outside interference.
I had a moment where I thought I saw a dead man.
I'm sorry?
Just the way the guy with the beard and the hair, the way it was pulled back.
I think that's Jackson Reich.
I know, but it looks like, oh, God, what's his name?
Chris Cornell?
He just died, wrestler. His son is now doing, gosh darn it.
Wait, I'm talking about that.
I feel so stupid.
Okay, when you think of it, let me know, because I'd like to actually call the
dark hair, now. Dark hair.
That doesn't help me.
Bushy beard.
Okay, so Jane, so
went to the company with...
oh my God, can we call the match?
No.
So Shane McMahon's working over Braun Strowman with a chair.
The calling of the match is not as interesting as our witty banter.
I'm not saying it's not, but you going... it's not particularly witty with you, like, brain farting over who this mystery bearded wrestler is.
Okay, Mark, he died not too long ago.
That doesn't narrow it
down.
They're
using his son... in Cody Rhodes' promotion.
Oh, Brody Lee.
Thank you.
Well, you needed to give me more than he died.
I don't know how dark hair and bushy beard don't help you.
Okay, have you seen the people involved in this match? They're all dark hair and bushy
beard. I know that, but they're not all dead.
Please move. So anyway... All right, so they finally stopped working over Braun Strowman with the chair. And they are facing off here. Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. Here we go. And Shane McMahon works some kidney punches and finally kicks Braun Strowman in the leg.
That's like something of you playing as a me in Smash Bros.
What about Smash Brothers?
Well, in Smash Bros, you have the ability to play as your me. And, like...
Wii me.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can also make Miis on the Nintendo Switch.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I forgot what a Mii was until you just reminded me. It's been a while since I've played Nintendo. So, which one of these do you think looks like a Mii?
No, I'm not saying one of them looked like a Mii. When he, like, did that punch and kick.
Uh-huh.
Like, in Smash Bros., like, you and, like, there's different kinds of Mii characters. Sort of like a Brawler and Gunnel.
Uh-huh.
He was kind of using a move. It looked like he... All
right, Shane McMahon's trying to get out of the cage.
Well, it looked like...
All right, I got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Terrific. Shane McMahon boots Braun Strowman in the face. Braun Strowman momentarily... Where did that come from? And he hit him with some sort of metal plate. Oh, it's a metal plate to the leg.
And
over the back.
Maybe that's, like, a piece of one of those, like, solar lights from NASA.
This is solar plating from NASA? It could be, sure. Boom, and he cracks him over the head.
How old is Shane McMahon now?
It's got to be in his 50s. You have a phone? Shane McMahon. Wikipedia him.
Okay, let's see.
He's probably in his 50s, though. Because I think McMahon, Vince, has got to be in his 70s.
If he was in the 80s...
He's 51.
51.
If he was in the 80s, he would have been a grandpa.
Terrific, Jonas. All right, bro. McMahon and dumps him on his back.
The back of his shirt says brains versus brawn.
Yeah.
What is brawn? Really
strength. Brawny. Brawn is big strength.
You mean by brain as telekinesis?
No, he's not. No, no, he's not a telepath. He just means he's smart. Like me, like your daddy, for not going to WrestleMania in the rain.
Okay, so I have random tweets that are going right now. Yeah,
okay.
And some of them are cracking me up. Shane McMahon looks like every dad who's ever gotten into a fight at a softball game. So true.
Yes, yes, very true.
What's softball?
It's baseball but with a
bigger ball.
Bigger ball. And usually played by girls or drunk middle-aged
men.
How big is the ball?
Smaller than a basketball, bigger than a baseball.
People are calling for him to climb the pirate ship.
I think they're saving that for Kevin Owens tomorrow versus Che Guevara.
Wait, can we watch that match?
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
Can we do a commentary on it?
Oh, Big E is trending. That makes me so happy.
I'm glad for Big E. All right, Braun Strowman.
Wow.
Working over Shane McMahon.
Imagine, like, whatever.
Oh, they're so happy to have a crowd again.
Imagine they really are.
And you said... They're like saving it for jump
Kevin
off
Owens,
the pirate
yes,
ship.
They're probably saving in Kevin Owens' pirate ship spot for tomorrow night.
What if that's his like entrance? He's up to
just jumps from the pirate ship.
No, he's in the cannon and he just launched into the wing.
Well, if they're gonna shoot anyone out of a cannon, it would probably be Kevin Owens. He is cannonball shaped.
True.
Also a bearded fat guy, by the way.
There's a lot of bearded fat guys anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, Vince McMahon, 75.
Okay. I said I was correct on everything I said. All right, DDT from Braun Strowman, and both of them are second win.
He's in his 50s.
Yeah, Shane McMahon is in his 50s.
His dad is
in his 70s.
Oh.
My neck just popped.
Oh. Terrific.
What just popped?
I don't know how you popped your neck sitting.
I moved my neck. With too much attitude. I was trying to be Bianca Belair.
So I was telling a woman I worked with today that Bianca Belair's got a long braid. Van Terminator! Van Terminator! Van Terminator! Well, he didn't do it with the chair, but still, Van! No, coast
he's
to coast.
He's the Terminator?
No, Jesus, we did this bit already. I was telling a coworker today that Bianca Belair has this really long braid that she's had to skip rope with.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my god. Apparently this was a big deal. There it is, coast to coast.
I see a Snickers logo. Now I suddenly want Snickers, even though I don't even know what Snickers is.
It's a candy bar, and that's why that's there. It's subliminal advertising. Oh, and there goes Elias and Jackson Ryker to try to help Shane out of the cage. They're earning their paycheck.
Wow. The wrestling match is sponsored is literally
a candy bar.
Candy.
Yes, that has been a thing for as long as I've been watching wrestling, Jonas.
Why is wrestling except with candy?
It's more that candy.
They want people to buy the candy.
Yeah, they assume that the audience for this thing is most likely to buy candy, and they're not wrong.
I was gonna say, you seen the crowd?
I've been in a lot of live crowds. They're definitely eating candy.
Yeah.
And also, look at this.
Not that I look much better, but,
This isn't as bad, but...
What's wrong?
There are vegetables on
there
that
table.
There
are carrots and strawberries and hummus.
Cookies?
You're the only one that ate the cookie.
No, I didn't eat any cookies.
No, then nobody has. And sit down.
Wee! My name is Jonas.
Okay.
Good effort in the podcast, kid. All right, so Shane McMahon is trying to escape the cage again, and Ron Strowman is trying to pull him down. All right, come on, man. We came to see Shane McMahon jump off a high something. Let's go. Let's get on with it already. I want to see Braun Strowman climb the cage and throw Shane McMahon into the crowd.
Linda McKee.
I came for blood.
Toolbox to the head.
But when he won after that.
I mean, if he didn't hit the floor, you got to hit the floor. If he lands in like the third, you know, the third tier of Raymond James Stadium, he's got to get all the way to the floor. That gives Braun Strowman plenty of time to win. I mean, it's a good point you're making, but I would assume the bottom is the, you know, where the ring is the actual floor, not the third tier of Raymond James Stadium.
Wait a second. So,
Shane McMahon's on the outside of the cage. Oh, he's probably gonna win. He's probably going to win. What's going to happen?
This is a short match.
I don't know what he's doing now. Oh, he's waving at him.
That was dumb.
That really was. Please pull him through the fence. Just shred him.
Remember like SpongeBob on the one and begin?
He's going to break the fence. Yep, I saw that coming. My God, he's pulling him through the fence.
Sponge on the one.
Uh-huh.
And like painting got like sweated and then like into French fries and like flown into like a frying pan. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
That's what he could have done too.
He could have shredded him. Alright, so he's pulled him back into the cage by pulling the fence down because Braun Strowman is strong.
Like he was Shredder.
Like he was Shredder. Kevin Nash played Super Shredder in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah.
So what do you think of this match so far, Melissa? Are you even watching or are you on Twitter?
I'm not. I'm just playing on my phone.
Terrific.
I mean, I've watched it a little bit.
Good contribution to the podcast.
I have been contributing. I read some funny tweets.
Well done.
And I told you how old everybody was.
This is good. You're like a producer.
I am.
Not sure why I gave you a mic.
Because I'm...
Then how old am I?
Too young. All right, so
we're
going to see some fun stuff here because they're fighting on top of the cage now. Where are they going to do? Where are they going to go? What are they going to do?
This became this four Super Mario game all of a sudden.
What?
They're kind of like fighting on a ledge. Okay. Oh, he's choking him.
Oh, God. Choke slam.
And there you go. Oh.
Yes, we get our first Shane mega bump of the night. As Braun Strowman chucks him off the cage into the ring.
Remember before we like doing like the like real commentary, I said, "Oh, broken spines."
Yes,
he just got broken spines.
Probably. God, this isn't over yet.
Nope.
Well, here comes Braun Strowman, ready to finish the job. Maybe he'll pull Shane's spine out like King Kong.
No, wasn't that a thing in Mortal Kombat?
And Predator.
Okay, I've never seen
ripping out spines is a time honored tradition and a cinematic classic.
Got you.
Yeah.
No, don't try to rip out my spine, Jonas. I need that.
No, you don't.
Daddy's broken enough already.
And no kidding.
Let's not make it worse.
Let's make it worse.
All right, Braun Strowman is marching around the ring and he grabs a prone Shane McMahon. Oh, here he goes. He's going for the power slam. Shane McMahon's like, I wrestle once a year. Why? Power slam! And that should be the end. Yep, that's the end of it. All right, Jonas, what did you think?
Good.
I'm going to need a little more than that.
Good.
Terrific.
What did you like about it?
It was good.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, thanks, Jonas. Melissa, what did you think of the match?
I mean, it wasn't the worst match we've ever watched.
They kept it short and sweet.
They did, which I appreciate, but I have to tell you, like, it didn't... I think because the whole purpose of the fight was so stupid.
Yeah.
That it was hard to be like, yeah!
Yeah, I wasn't really into this feud, and so I don't, you know, I don't particularly care. And I kind of was into it just to see the big Shane bump, and the big Shane bump was he got tossed off the cage.
Yes.
And also
this bit here where he's ripping down the fence.
That was kind of cool. I liked how they handled that.
Because I'm strong.
Yep. Kane did it better, though. You've seen the footage of Kane ripping off the cage in his first appearance?
Yes.
Yeah, Kane still has the best cage ripping moments in the history of wrestling. Oh, there's a replay. Boom.
Is there some question when he's falling off that?
Moo-wee.
Ah!
All right, folks. That's it. That's it. Melissa, any last words?
No last words.
Perfect.
That's your last word, okay?
Jonas, you got anything else you want to add before we close out for the night?
It was okay.
It was okay. All right. Good night, everybody. Remember to tune in this Monday for our NXT review, NXT TakeOver, Stand and Deliver, and NXT UK Prelude, and then Tuesday for WrestleMania 37 in the Hall of Fame.
You really didn't have to do that. Be well, be safe, and behave.